Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Jammin' Jam. Exclusive for the bay. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bay. Two for the bay. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble.
Take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line.
Back to the lineup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why,
it up
why
when you can,
it
up. When you can, bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment, okay, music production,
mixing and mastering,
video production,
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more. Special rates and discounts, studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
To the mountain.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
West Radio, what the fuck up? Man, this is Friday, yay. Get on the line, man. For me, King Scratch, the homegirl, Trulia. And DJ Blue.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. They're just sitting around here trying to pack the sweat out of my face like, not bad, boy. Yeah, it's hot in this bitch. No matter what, nigga, the heat's still on, but it's still hot as
hell. Junior.
Is Junior on? If I won't go outside.
What is the hell?
What's up, Junior?
What's up?
You don't never talk to I.
I was gonna say, you don't never talk to I.
You are the life of the show, but y'all funny. You ain't heard nothing yet. We gonna play the fucking game up tonight. You ain't even giving them minutes that y'all doing. I'm just in last place. I'm in last place right now.
Hell no, nigga. God damn, bro. I'm tired of this fucking heat. I swear, I cannot wait until it start getting cold again.
Man, look, when it get cold, I'm gonna buy me a wife on this show. I'm searching for me a wife.
I like to say I'm gonna buy me a wife. You gonna have a Russian woman and y'all can't even talk to each other type of shit.
Yeah.
You gonna be hola, cute, or you gonna be like, huh? Turn on the fucking heat.
Oh shit.
It's cold out this motherfucker.
Oh,
nigga, watch that. Nigga got a woman. He got to fuck around and go to Google and see what she say. Now say it in Google.
Yep.
Google translation.
Yeah, yeah, this guy go to Google translation and see what that nigga woman talking about.
Yep.
Turn on the heat, fucker. She says, turn on the heat, fucker.
You know, I'm open for options this year. You know, we're gonna play the dating game one of these days. We gonna see some single ladies. We gonna get a set of single ladies, and we gonna give them a night out on the town. We here in love. You have to come to the country. And I'm gonna show you how to get the potatoes out the ground.
I ain't saying nothing about it.
You know, crazy. I'll say
anything. I'm gonna leave that shit right there. But yeah, if you wanna do it, I'm good.
We gonna leave that where it was.
I ain't saying a goddamn thing. We're like, well, you know you gotta come and pick me up, right?
Say that 500 bars, y'all doing? I ain't no rapper. I admit I don't rap. So I DJ, you know what I'm saying? And so I like to dibble with the music. You know, I play like I sing, I play like I rap. You know, I might write a few hooks or something. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Next Friday, we're gonna bring back the Friday freestyle, nigga.
Friday freestyle. That used to be so fun.
So y'all, everybody that's listening, man, 333-642-1597. But look though, y'all want a freestyle next Friday? We bringing Friday freestyle back.
Yeah.
How about that? Freestyle Friday, whatever the fuck we called it.
Hey, yeah.
Let me go last. I'm gonna go close to last. They're
gonna
be trying to write
something
down.
You can't be writing shit down. That's not a freestyle. You already disqualified.
Okay, I'll be the judge then.
She already disqualified. She getting ready to write her freestyle down, so she had that one ready for Friday. But you know what? It don't matter because the whole thing about it is we're going to give you a subject to write about. You got to talk about. So you got to talk about that particular subject.
Oh, wow.
So you can't write your shit.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to send you here on the road.
Yeah, you got to fuck around. We can really have that. We gonna give you a subject to talk about. Mr. Everywhere is everywhere. What's up, brother?
How's it going, everybody? Just chilling.
All right. We gonna bring the Freestyle Friday back next Friday.
Freestyle Friday.
And then, hey, wait, why did Trulia say that she was gonna write hers? She fucked up. You shouldn't have said that.
Well, everybody else does. Actually, you be on all these shows talking about freestyle, and all that stuff they wrote.
But look, though, not if we give you a subject to talk about.
Right.
Just if I tell her to talk about barbecue, she got a freestyle about barbecue.
Yeah. Got another season.
So that she can't write that shit. I'm gonna get ready to bring up some motherfucking crazy ass subject. The motherfuckers gonna have to whoever on there on that motherfucker. I think the last time we had Freestyle Friday, Hev Love won because I let him.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna make up some crazy ass subject. And you got to rap about that subject. That's the only way you could win the goddamn shit.
That's a good thing. You know what? I used to do that to challenge some of these artists out here. I used to make them just give them a subject and see if they can stick to it and play around with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we gonna see who got the best freestyles, and the winner gets absolutely nothing.
At least get them a McDonald's
pass. A gift card. Go and get you a Big Mac. I'll give you a Big Mac gift card if you win.
A McDonald's card.
Nigga, $10 off your Uber ride.
Make sure when you use your card, you tell me you want some fresh fries. You want some Atlanta.
Some free fresh fries. Go get you some fresh fries, nigga.
Yeah, they don't worry about the burger. They always, I want my french fries right.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you better drop it like it's hot, nigga. That's the only way you're going to get, you know what I mean, the goddamn french fries, nigga. You want them hot, nigga, you better pull up when it's time to pull up. You be eating some motherfucking, I call them, potato sticks, nigga. That don't be french fries, elbow. They be potato sticks. They like some long potato chip. Oh shit! Hey, Mr. Everywhere, did your brother ever find out them other songs? Cause I got like five of them that I put on there.
Yeah.
Which ones do you got? Because
I don't have the ones with the DJ, because the ones that you would cut, when I open that zip out, it ain't a motherfucking thing on there. That shit is empty.
Yeah.
That shit is empty.
EMPTY,
that's the empty.
I played
that shit, and not a sound came out of that motherfucker.
Like I say, my what to call it? It's got a glitch. I told Julia about my sound that sound card made. The sound card Studio Logic, not Studio Logic. Pre-Sonus, they had an update. Made something. I had to do the update to get my first sounds to start working. Now, I played the songs right there with the 86, like, hey, this song. I'm sitting up there playing them with them, because my sound still works with my MPC. I go on the Cubase, and every time I go into my output now.
Get off of that Cubase, man. Get off of that, man. You got to go. Man, go on and jump on that motherfucking... That motherfucker Pro Tools, man. Jump on that Pro Tools, man. You can't be.
Man, I write my raps on a toilet paper and shit on the world before I go to Pro Tools.
Right on.
What?
I came in the game. I don't switch. I ain't like a Glorilla. I don't switch sides. I came in the game on Cubase. I'm gonna leave on it.
Oh, come on, man.
Nothing to do.
No,
I ain't mad at you.
They're driving because I'm sitting there playing the songs on Cubase. I'm playing them like this one, I'm cutting this one. He listens to everything. And I go in there and did the, what you call it? Trying to do that export audio. Went and did that. Set up there and first day it wasn't. Next day it went all the way smooth, all the way on through. I sit up there and played it back. MP3 played fine. Then I said, let me zip this MP3. So I went in there and zipped the MP3 and sent it to you. And now you say it don't even
play. It's a wow. It was just a little blip. When I played that, it was just it wasn't saying that. It was just a blip.
Yeah, and the motherfucker
didn't
have
one goddamn song on there. Like,
well, 47 minutes and all. You see where it said 47 minutes?
It was 47 minutes with nothing, though. It was 40,
you got
47
marshals on there and everything.
It was no audio at all.
I mean, I even played it back before I even sent it. I listened to it.
Hey, but look though. I played the motherfucker. I just let the motherfucker on, and I went over there to the other side of the studio and started doing something else. They didn't say nothing. 47 minutes to nothing. Really, really.
Yeah, but I jump on there. It might not be tonight. It probably be in the morning because I'm freed up all day tomorrow.
All right, well, sis, I mean, I ain't no rush. I was telling 86, we got the new cover already. I got 5 songs that I had to get off of that one site. So I got 5 of them. So we think we need like 7 more and we'll be done.
Yeah, I got all 7 of them. I got them from the Audio Mac.
I got 5 of them from the Audio Mac.
Three from Audio Mac. I got 2 from SoundCloud.
When you say you had to cut the DJ out from one,
yeah,
a couple of songs.
That's on.
Remember the DJ was talking and something like that.
Yeah, that's that. You got 2 songs on that one that with some of mixtapes that the DJs are on there. So that's on whatever that mixtape is called. I got the email, but I got all the songs. I had to be on there.
You probably just gotta do them motherfuckers one at a time. We get that shit done, cause I told them it's time to.
Put the baby in the bed, nigga. So we doing 100 bar with Tulia tonight, or what we doing? We gonna sit there?
Yeah,
we gonna continue like an episode of
Night Rider
or something.
100 bars, along with mine.
We better let it know.
We gonna let it go. We just trying to see if we get a couple more motherfuckers up in here. You know, we don't. You know, I mean, we can play it, but then we have to play it again later. So we still got 1 hour and 20 minutes left. So, depending on, we're going to drop it at the top of the hour. How about that one?
Yeah.
20 minutes, we're going to drop that motherfucker. If nobody here or not. And y'all can
right
do it. Truly, you do her 100. And then, you'll hear my 100.
On the show? Is 3P on tonight?
No, she ain't on it. She ain't here now. It's only me, you, Web, Love, and Truly.
Okay.
We want everybody here. We play it once, that's going to be cool. We'll play it twice, it's going to be cooler.
Right,
you know what I mean? Hey, that nigga who killed my nigga Nipsey, that nigga, he got sentenced. I think he got like 40 years.
Well, nobody gave him 40 years. He could have just said, walk on the yard. Oh, man. I'm going to be right back. I got to take this call.
All right, go ahead. You know, you get more time for attempted murder than you do murder. I could shoot a gang of motherfuckers, and then they don't die. I get more time than I will for killing a motherfucker. So this nigga, he gonna shoot Nipsey like, I think 10 or 11 times, and then fucked around and hit like 3 or 4 other motherfuckers. So that's attempted murder. So your time is stretched like a motherfucker. I mean, if he just went and killed him, it would have been one thing. But you hit other motherfuckers around while you shooting at him. So therefore, you got attempted murder charges. I think it's stressed like the 10 freeway. You know the 10 freeway goes all the way to Cali, to Florida. I'm just saying. True us, man. Man, we just about to get into a couple of songs. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk for a minute. And then we get ready to unleash 200 bars on your motherfucker. I'm just saying. True West Entertainment. Let's hit it. Come on, bitch. Play.
West Coast for life, he's scratched to our check out. Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out, I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short, my alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverse like a skid, so three brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so I'll never quit, so I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they bitch, they can't get paid. Over that whack shit that they made, they couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my dresses, camouflage the vocals, the locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beats by the pack, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast.
I'm swerving and dipping today. Feel good, I
told myself, man, I ain't gon' trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake the rise. What the fuck I wanna do? Spin watch them down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the knot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, 110 freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Big roller 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, this is heavy. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the titties, trying to find me a pretty down the zoo to do my ditty. Don't like the ditty, county bitches acting shitty, so I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to be this wall cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I got to try to see the one. Dip to the beat, so hop down, do my shit run. Yeah, please look at this bitch and shake your ass, cause I got the whole lick of snow bumping. Yes, once they recognize this mean devil G, like please move back to their woman. A worry not young, please, deaf, deep, no ears.
Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. coming out the set. Keep your bitch, old niggas in check. Bounce, fly, roll and skate. Up the boulevard, slide, no boat. In the eight, it's that Dina Corleone. Gangsta Rome. Banging that Pasadena all night long. With your bitch looking cute in the back of the bone. Homie, you ain't knowing I'm a G on the throne. Y'all in command, no D.O. for life. Why you hating, face beating on your wife? Mad cause you got screwed by y'all in the coupe. Homie, this ain't cold, John B or true. I'm knocking niggas out in a two-man cell.
Legendary on
the county jail. Been gone for a minute, now the G is back. Talking that weapon on the gangsta track.
Love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those.
I walk like a thug, talk like a thug, dress like a thug, let the police till I'm bust, spit balls like a jeans, serve all the fleas, and slap any loud bitch disrespecting me, running with nothing less than niggas with heavy raps, in the block so hard, niggas grab their chaps, and slow down their heart rate, when rats step on the scene, smelling like a brewery, and a pound of weed, hollering at the dimes, flicking the rats off, teasing at the ones and getting my sacks off. Cause it's just another day for a young ass D. Count Skrill on the block, fuck the neighborhood watch. I'ma clock until the sunrise, believe that. Any nigga won't feel a heaty cat. You know how we do it on these Pasadena streets. Spanking niggas, shanking niggas, stomping out to the
you love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. You love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays.
She loves Britney Spears, they can sing an Aguilera. Lived in a neighborhood where niggas couldn't scare her. Only seen gangsters rocking in videos. Picking up slang, all of us cracking them really those. Never seen 6-4, never rode on dubs. Never seen real niggas G walking in parties and clubs. Hanging out with Becky and Chad. Haven't bought a rap face since JJ Fast. Something that you never had. A dark nigga with tails. Get broke and jack somebody else if all else fails. Loving with no L's off of Hennessy and Sticky. Lunchtime I'm at your job for the afternoon quickie. That's that shit that Chad won't do. You want a nigga from the hood like me, but you don't have a clue what you getting your stuff into. But I know one thing that's true.
You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those. Gangsta ways, real dogs don't have no time for strays. You love that. Gangsta walk, you love that. Gangsta talk, you love those.
It's better than anybody that you know. Regret and spend money, and you get what you pay for.
that shit that we recorded. Don't even look our way because now you can't afford it. We try to give love, but ain't nobody trying to get love back. Pay for studio time and get a beat right. Damn, that's the only thing a nigga gotta do to make a CD. But still trying to make deals off a small fee. Like electric plant up like this night. Edison ain't trying to hear when they turning off the light. 2005 on that bullshit ain't nothing. Drop cheese on the table, we could kill all that head. But it might be fun, but this is work for real. If you was walking in my shoes, you would know how I feel. Niggas getting more than what they say, say. You knew we had it cracking when you walked through the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Something for nothing, nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas be waiting. It's like paying $5 for a chronic sack. You can't get trash if you don't have. I don't give a fuck if you was too fucking great. If you don't have no money, then your ass gotta wait. I'll go somewhere else to get your shit paid. I don't care where you go, niggas wanna get paid. You can be the tightest rapper walking God's green earth. Trying to get shit for free, you get exactly what it's worth. A whack-ass producer making Disneyland beat. Sounding like two ice cream trucks rolling up and down the same street. You had a chance with the five and you blew it. We the tightest around this bitch, I thought that you knew it. So don't come back to the garage no more. If you do drop IDs when you walk in the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
It on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere, 86 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev, Ali, Boss Claire, MIA, but them tables still turn. Scratch it up, hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Get if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner. Straight headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your aroma if you ain't trying to walk true. West, fuck you in your chest, we the best, we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it, so I wish you luck. If you ever go against the grind, you bring it for the fight and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean scratch. I'll be on my way for today, I say what I have to say.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
This is Big Sean.
This your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
What's going on? This is Z40.
True West Radio. DJ Hell Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
What the fuck is up, man? True West Radio, man. It's Fry. Yay. Hold on. What is this? This shit is too long. Yeah. along with Trulia. DJ Have Love. Mr. Everywhere. And this big old flossing ass nigga, motherfucking, my nigga, that I love to death. Hope he ain't got COVID. Jojo Loco, what's up, baby?
And I'm good. I got my test back today. I'm good.
Yeah, that nigga, he had COVID like a motherfucker. I've been here. I'd rather get the COVID from the homies than somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
But the cold part about it is, it's a lot of motherfuckers that I usually deal with, I haven't been dealing with in the last couple of weeks. Got it. I'm like,
yeah, I'm
God
cool.
bless me.
I'm cool. I don't know. That's why I went and got the shot. I was like, fuck, I'm going to get the shot. You know what I'm saying?
That
mean, I mean,
you
not a fan. You get the
shot,
and you'll catch it, but...
No, that don't happen. My stepmom, she got a hazmat suit. The head nurse in the what you call it had to get all the shots and everything to work in that emergency room, and she still called it. She was just like, damn. I said, what did I tell y'all? All that shot don't mean a damn thing.
It's like all of, it's like when you try to be extra careful with the shit, that's when you catch it.
She wore a whole hazmat suit.
Nah, but it's like crazy because my sister dude got it and she ain't seen him in about 3 months.
Oh, no, that's
it.
That
shit popping back up.
If I caught that shit and just spend like, you know, just a week in the studio by myself, oh, that should be so great. I wouldn't want to be sick as fuck. Put my dinner by the door. I just pick that shit up. That shit. Nah. But yeah, we got a whole lot of shit cracking, man. I'm excited about a whole lot of things right now. It's a whole lot of things that could possibly happen, but I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to spoil a goddamn surprise.
So what's going on
with
that situation?
Brandon, what the fuck is going on? Shut up!
Look
at the man. Chihuahua going on, but the pet bull is sitting there looking like, what the fuck are you working on? Yeah. Oh. Anyway, somebody tell me something good. All y'all motherfuckers sitting there with everybody quiet.
I'm
trying to
enjoy
this. Say what now?
I said I missed all the news. I don't know what's going on today.
Me and Scratch earlier was talking about Drake. He be stealing everybody's lyrics.
Oh, that video where, yeah.
Well, it don't be Drake. Drake got Ghost Riders, and this Ghost Rider is just like, you know what? That was a hot little catchy phrase right there. I'm just going to take that catchy phrase and tell Drake to rap it in his voice. And that's all he was doing. I mean, shoot, everybody knows that.
I can't stand that nigga, man. I swear I can't.
Drake is not a rapper. Drake is a pop artist. Everybody got to get out there out their head. He's not a rapper.
He was a singer, especially on all.
Drake got a whole goddamn country behind him.
Yeah,
I wish I was born in the Netherlands or something like that. So everybody in the Netherlands.
When you're a pop artist, you ain't got to appeal to no rap head whatsoever. He was just signed to a rap label. He was a pop artist.
That's the most overrated motherfucker I know in this goddamn business.
Well, you got to look at who he sells to. Katy Perry don't sell. Her core audience is not no rap, hip-hop heads. His core audience is not no rap, hip-hop heads. His core audience is pop artists.
The
so when you got a pop artist fan base,
so,
you played on 6,500 radio stations.
Do you agree that the motherfucker overrated or not?
Well, he's a pop artist. That's what pop artists are. They're always going to be overrated.
It's a lot of artists that's overrated, but at the end of the day,
other than Drake, who's overrated to you? Everybody, who's overrated to you?
Lil Durk.
I've never heard of this shit. Okay, yeah. So
I heard
this
stuff, and I was like, wow, this is what everybody, Lil Durk got the number one album. Is this? I'm like, O Block, really? I'm like, everybody got a block. You see what I'm saying?
Kodak Black, yeah, he overrated to me too.
Kodak Black just sold the image to everybody. He sold this Florida image with the damn wicks in his head, and he sold that image that didn't nobody really come on the scene with that image like he did. So he was like, really, the first one
that
just come on.
Other than Kodak Black, after Kodak Black, who's that?
Moneybagg Yo.
Overrated. I agree with that. You know, one of the overrated motherfuckers to me is any Migo. I don't give a fuck if they did solo albums or a whole album or anything. Any motherfucker to say Amigo on that motherfucker, Migo, them motherfuckers, Offset, all of them niggas is overrated to me. Cardi B is overrated to me.
Kanye?
You hear me?
Jay-Z.
If you hear me knocking, let me in. Let me see. Who else overrated?
Well, see, Kanye is going to feel controversy. That's why
Kanye is way. Nigga, that's the top of the overration of overration.
Well, see, the only reason he's popular is he sells controversy. They told him a long while ago, you got to be controversial in your whole career, and you're going to sell. You'll be a billionaire, and that's what he is. He creates controversy. He'll go
on
TV and talk to
you. That's the overration of overration of all.
Sit in Donald Trump's lap. Then
now,
he said, I'm going to run for president.
No word. I'm about to put that motherfucker in the dictionary. Overration.
So he knows he's going to stay controversial to stay relevant and make money. He's going to make money being controversial. Controversy will make you more popular and more rich than not being controversial. And once people know that.
Too. I'm so goddamn irritated.
Why do you think somebody does a diss record, Scratch? Because their career really, I mean, I don't know, no disrespect to nobody, but their career, if your career is at a standstill and you do a diss record, it's like, now I'm relevant. They're going to mention my name because I just, that's what Charleston White does. He goes and disses Jay Prince. He goes and disses Nipsey Hussle. He goes and disses O Block. He goes and disses Larry Hoover. He goes dissing everybody to make his ratings go up to make money because he's monetized on his YouTube channels. So by him knowing that, he's like, look, I'm making money off of these people because I'm clickbaiting these fools in, and I'm making money off of this stuff. But I ain't about what I stand on. Yeah, you stand on the porch with your little guns at your little house, but you don't move like that in the streets. You the scariest cat out there in Fort Worth. You do that on your front porch, but you don't do it in the streets.
Mm-mm-mm.
But controversy is what makes you famous these days. That's why 6ix9ine did that. Oh, I ain't got to check in. And what y'all do, y'all bought it, not saying you, but the world bought into him is this rainbow-haired gangster dude.
I can't stand it. You know that's the... I hate Tekashi 6ix9ine more than I hate Kanye. I cannot stand Tekashi 6ix9ine. I cannot. Boy.
Okay, let me ask
you know,
this.
I'm about to turn 55 years old. If I could get in the boxing ring with that nigga for just 3 minutes, just three, that's all I want.
Yo, I'm like this. If I don't like you, I'm not gonna do business with you. Period. There's no price tag. That's just like that girl, Glorilla. She just signed with Yo Gotti. But if you read her post, she called him a whole Gotti. So this everybody over at his record label since 2016. Now all of a sudden he signs like, oh, I'm Yo Gotti. Oh yeah, I'm CMG. I would say, well, I appreciate that $500,000 you offered me. But I'm a young dolphin at heart. I ride with that side, and I can't fool with you and left it alone. But she jumped up the sign, and then they pulled up her post from 2016. Ho Gotti. Black youngsters a hoe. What you call it, a hoe. Everybody on your label a hoe. Y'all weak. Dolphins, what you call it, Dolphin Run Memphis. She put all this stuff on her Facebook social media posts. And that's what I used to tell artists, that they watch your social media. Now they calling her out. Like, wait a minute. You switching sides. You was up there, this young dolphin, calling him the whole Gotti, and now he done signed you to his label. You done jumped for it. I would have been like, no, I can't do it. If I don't fool with you, I ain't got no price tag. I don't care.
It's another guy called her out on Instagram, too. It's a DJ.
Those are the things about true motherfuckers. And people that be like, okay, you can talk all this shit. And I'd be like, yeah, we can maybe give you $500,000 now, like you said. Are you going to take it? Because you need that fucking money. But you just talked all this shit about them people. You going to take it? Like, man, I don't know what it is.
This is the thing. They never seen that post. Come on now. They seen that post. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. They seen that post, but they looking at the money. They not looking at the situation.
It might not even be a situation, bro. It's all about motherfuckers. They say that shit. Here, say this about us. So you know what I'm saying. We could bring up a whole lot of little buzz right quick, and then sign with us. You know what I mean? Some people don't care about their moral self. But motherfuckers
sell their soul
there
for $1.
Yeah. They'll sit around there and actually fuck around and they do that shit. Hey man, just talk about it, even though you signed with us already. Yeah, talk shit. We can not talk shit about this other motherfucker. You already signed with True West, so. And then you fuck around and come, and everybody like, oh, damn, what? This nigga JoJo just talking shit about True West, but now he with True West song for $500,000? Oh, Lord.
That's one thing that motherfucker can't say. I don't sit there and put nothing about nobody. Unless I mean it. If I mean it, that's what I'm
saying.
Got word,
man.
You think God gonna care about that? You think he cares?
He don't give a fuck. He worried about the dollars. He ain't worried.
Well, now he owns her. So, that's the deal. He probably bought that FMF song. Now he owns her, and now she's the puppet. He can control her narrative from here on out. He'd probably sign her to like a 3-album deal or whatever for $500,000, and now she's got to bring 3 albums to the table. But if not, her career will be over with, and I don't think she's gonna be able to do it.
Yep. Well, you know that's the thing. I keep on telling people, man, that everybody think this is a glorious business, but if you're dealing with the right people, it's fantastic. It's phenomenal. It's bananas. But when you deal with certain motherfuckers, this business could become, like, more hateful and treacherous and stressing than anytime. That's why I'm glad I got drunk, because we all going to
I don't see them doing too much more, because the fact that now they got the feds on their back because his brother was associated with one of the guys who killed Young Dolph. They tied all the pieces together, so they trying to get his brother on Rico. So they got a big old sore eye, just like finessed two times. He just signed with Rap-A-Lot at Jay Prince, but he don't read his federal release paperwork that you cannot be participating in this type of activity. So he going to get fined later off of that. You watch. Mark my word. You'll see finessed two times. Locked back up.
Oh, yeah, well, see, it's a lot of motherfuckers going to get served because, you know, first of all, everybody in this goddamn game that's making some money think they getting away with what they trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't put no illegal shit up into what we doing that's true. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even about to come in and try to indict us and try to get us in jail for nothing that we doing outside of making music. If you want to take us to jail for making some good music, that's what we going to do. I go to jail for that. But them motherfuckers ain't even about to say that nigga Scratch had motherfucking 80 keys of dope in this motherfucking house type of shit. Nah. I don't know, man. You know, it's a whole lot of people that's out there that have life good like a motherfucker, but they got something hanging over their head and fuck around and get knocked for it. I can't see that happening. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
This is the thing. Nobody look at the bigger picture because they don't look at it like, okay, I can move, do this, and make a better change. They looking like, oh, I got money, so I can buy a lawyer, I can do this and still be my motherfucking self. But then, you know what I mean? That's when it comes to growth, and a lot of people don't grow up.
Man, I don't know.
You know, I get signed for $1 million, I'm going to stop thugging like a motherfucker in the street.
If you look at Scratch like 30 years ago, maybe, you look at Scratch now, I'll be like, hell no. I'm like the most scariest motherfucker around when it's trying to do anything illegal other than you fuck with my family or you fuck with me, you will get blasted. But anything outside of that, I'm scary, bro. I can't do that shit. Motherfucker, I got keys at the house, nigga. Oh, no, I'm scared.
And the cold part about it is you don't know who to trust these days and shit. Niggas will snitch your ear real quick.
Right. Hey, you know Scrap got 80 keys at his house, right? Mad because I wouldn't sell a motherfucker a nickel in the middle of the night. I'm scary when it comes down to that shit. When it comes down to any kind of drug transactions or something like that, I'm scary as fuck. You're not gonna strike me out on that bullshit. Check this out. Let me see. We got 39 minutes. I'm gonna play a couple of joints. I don't know. Let me see. Maybe when I can put the Truly up on that motherfucker. I don't know. Let me see if I want to do that right now. God damn it. Yeah, all right, this is what we going to do, man. I'm about to. I'm going to play our 100 Bars in Peace, man. You know, it's not all the way together the way we want it. But we're going to give y'all a big preview. Me and Truly, we can do 100 bars a piece. We're going to see how that shit can really go, man. Hold on, let me find it first. She over there smiling like a motherfucker.
How do you know?
Good, nigga, your jaw is tight. I can tell how your jaw is right now. True West Radio, man, give us a call. Fire, 323-642-1597. We're about to go 200 boards. We didn't want to see how this shit get right. Give us a call. Yeah.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Truly us on this bitch about to blow on you. I'm about to blow him by the 100 of you wet bitches that doubted me. But said he living in motherfucking poverty. That bothers me. You have no vision, no ambition, no loyalty. It's there for what is honor. It's your honor when you're dressing me. I'm stretching shit. I'm freezing shit. No fingers on the sink for $20. You on T-type shit. Too many followers ain't no motherfucking leaves. Too many generals ain't no motherfucking soldiers. Sit the fuck back. Nigga, relax. You fucking with my vibe. Fucking with my high. Fucking with my ride. Don't you see me swerving? Don't misinterpret who I am. Who I stand for. Who I go to war for. Who I put the armor on for. Soon and booty, don't get misconstrued. You get uprooted, acting ass. Watch how fast I fast like the flash drive. Watch how fast they bump my shit. Watch how fast they hate. Watch how fast they make me one of the greats. I'm trying to make it, even if I gotta take it. Taking the bacon, they got the recipe. You gotta taste it. Ain't no negotiation. Ask this motherfucking take me. Thank you, made this far. Say for I ain't smoke you like a motherfucking cigar. I ain't going nowhere, so fuck you and your motherfucking clock. Tick tock, bitch, I'm on payroll, so give me what you got. Empty pockets while you take your best shot. While I'm beating through the block, straying away from your phone. Just looking for all the ones that on me, kicking in your front door, putting his heat to your dome. Fuck your problems, I ain't solving shit. I'm counting land, bricks, a jug of books. Buy a cover, you leave your cover blown. I'm well known, in that zone. Pick and choose what side you stand on. I break bars and stick them under my tongue till it's numb. Don't give a fuck about the taste, I only care about the outcome. It's killing me softly, imprisoning me softly. Suicidal thoughts, these bass drums got my face numb. I'm like a crack, watch how you step. You break the mother's back. When you cut your wrist and jump in the water, grab your life jacket. I got a case of the fuckers, the fuckers. All you bitches on my bucket list is only right. I drown you bitches quick. Say your prayers cause your nightmares are coming true. It's winter season, fucking heat is fire. Get the fuck out my coop. Blocking my fucking view. Claiming my fucking goons. Trying to walk in my fucking shoes. See me, I dance to my own fucking tune. Full of diarrhea, it's time I take a shit on you. It's time I put that pack in your name and take a hit on you. Feeling like one of the greats, I need my collection plate. Guess what, I'm revved up. I ain't the sharpest in the box, but I get the business straight. I bet before you cross me again, you gon' hesitate. 100 more bars, 100 more problems. For them blue face, I go retarded. I get cold hard, I get bombarded with even thoughts, yeah. I'm scratching on the bleachers, let me off the bench. Coach put me on the court so I can show them ain't no motherfucking joke. Who you want me to take out? What's the payout? Should I shoot their ass from the line? Or should I hit them with a motherfucking fade out? No help, no love, fake love, a drug. Fake love, a drug, no help, no love. Because the struggle is real, the hustle is real. This gutter is real, this slugger is real. The way I suffer is real, when I recover is real. The way I turn your ass into a fucking cusser. I had to take a kneel and say my grace, so he can see how thankful I am for what he placed up on my plate. Checkmate, you're truly a fake now. We that went sweet with colorful leaves. My shit got no seeds. No stone get left unturned, cause bitch, I threw the rock. They be wondering if you got it, but they ain't trying to empty they motherfucking pockets. Fuck a plug, I need to sock a bitch before I up and rock it. Shit and slap you with my Glock. They be spitting out them hollow tips. This comes personal, this comes gonna hurt a few. This comes gonna bring some haters. I know I gotta murk a few. Pop you like a perk or two. Take over your turf, me and my crew. Out with the old, in with the new. Chunking up the fucking deuces to you bitches. Look like your clocks at a tick. Keep my name at your motherfucking mouth. Unless you paying bills at my motherfucking house. Unless I claim you on my taxi, now you're my bracket. Bringing them wrecks and bringing them bass and bringing them sessions. Bringing them gas and murking rest every chance that I get. I'm a product of my own motherfucking clique. Bitch, I got the right complexion for the right protection. No exception, watch yourself. You be changing places with your fucking reflection. I ain't the type to be played with, the type to be fake with, the type to be basic. I'm by my favorite bitch, so get the print. Subliminal message got me feeling reckless.
Give me my flowers while I'm alive to fucking bitches when I die.
The way I'm transmitting these bars, you ain't predict you get addicted, but there was prediction that I inflict this mandatory friction.
That shit was mandatory, but let me slow it down. Dummy you down for you clowns. I spend long hours on the compound, studying shakedowns and breakdowns by the pound. If my granny picked the cotton, why the fuck I gotta start from the bottom? Try to play me, then I'm weighing all my options. Keep a spraying, put a bag on your head, call it a gag reflex. I got a vision that is also pretty. Time to get down to the nitty gritty.
Either you with me or against me, ain't no in between. Fuck you if you ain't riding with my team. You get the most hate from a nigga that's fake with the face that only a mother can love, only a mother can hug in the door. That shit is fucked up, but it's cool. I know what to do. I stay true to my truths and blue to my blues. Then murk who I see.
Niggas act like bitches even though we were friends. A wolf in sheep clothing, I think it never ends. More than 30 years, know your whole family. From the good times all the way to casualties. Yeah, all of a sudden, y'all niggas tuck your tail and ran. Little boys couldn't deal with the man. Birds of a feather, I can say that it's true. Come and join my crew, got wings in your
you flew. One more thing, I don't need none of y'all. This is scratch, hit me back, I can't get a phone call. Treat me like a hoe you just met, trying to claim blood when they say they never saw you on the set. Can't get verified, cause I know them niggas also. Background check, not even checking out though. It's a blank spot, nobody can confirm. Take my fucking head, y'all just like to wear red. They bring orders to the studio, that's faulty. Every time y'all step out the room, it only costs me. Everybody got jobs, can't pay nothing on the bill. Didn't have to pay cause they got a little skin. White told me I should just focus on him. Fuck me, everybody in order then. All night is in my studio, I guess it don't matter. Glass niggas always seem to shatter. Acting like a sister, he ran off first. Since he acting like a bitch, I'ma call him Starburst. Used to catch the bus every day to record. Did a lot of shit y'all couldn't afford. Better spend money on a side piece than the producer. Fast forward, that's the thing that you used to. All the real dudes, they can never fade us. Moving out of Cali to Las Vegas. Fake ass Snoop and Black Lil Caesar. On Facebook like everybody needs ya. Studio pics that ain't even yours. When it rains and pours, wax songs in store. Misleading everybody to a light that ain't glowing. Trying to drive people to a place that they ain't going. False hope, can't believe nothing that you speak. You can't deny all the shit that you doing this week. I could go bar for bar with anything that you got. Niggas always drop a beef in my pot. Stir it up in my stew and make some cornbread. That's the only way your ass gonna get fed. And the puppy that you got ain't even got no soul. You eat the whole steak and won't throw him a bowl. Devil with the king and you know that your ass out. Since your pants down, you know that you ass out. Here come another nigga acting like he whore. Bring a body bag if you step up in my yard. Boo, this is true, if you wanna take it there. Talk about a fair one, but I don't fight fair. You better call God instead of me with your threat. You can't get dry off this wet. Nigga, I'm too old to be dealing with the nothing. Keep drinking pee and smoke all them drugs you be puffing. You gotta be high trying to fuck with me. OIC, it must be OCD. You better watch yourself cause you barking up the wrong bush. Shiny red button, that's the wrong one to push. Get the fuck out of here with that whack shit you make. Praise the Lord all day, he even know you fake. Bitch ass nigga, you don't wanna play this game. Catch a high one, leave different than you can. I know a lot of niggas that went Hollywood. I guess they don't see it, I think they all good. One motherfucker, I'ma slap him when I see him. Maybe something hot, then maybe not. Pussy ass nigga try to front around his friend. That's where a story and a beef begin. I think your name tell you how your whole life went. That's bad luck. Your mouth always getting you fucked. Your production skills whack anyway. I could go toe to toe with you on my worst day. Looking like Alf, eat your cats. I got cheese. I don't have time for you rap. They call me king. They call you sir. I call you bitch cause you act like a her. If you wanna see me, I'll send my address. Since your ass is tired, I'll lay you down and rest. Niggas got their name straight off a cartoon. Niggas can't see me, but they will real soon. Walk around cocky, head too big for a hat. That's why dogs always try to kill a cat. Already broke, that's why I can't get my eight. You brought it up, now you seem to hesitate. Used to be friends, but I guess that man never. Never get a scratch from the fleece around your collar. Call He-Man, he really got your back. Somewhere around his neck is where his nutsack was at. So Joe, so the Illuminati. That's why you stroll around thinking that you better than everybody. Fuck all of y'all and what you stand for. Remember who I am when I kick in the dough. Then one day, I used to call you bro. Just a matter of time before you fall real slow. 96 born with four more to go. 100 miles and running, that's how I end the show. True West, bullets on the map. 100 boys, is this a wrap?
Hurry Friday night.
Any paper did it.
3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 2. Yeah. This your boy, R-City. Tapping in with my date, Uno. The original, King Scratch. True West Entertainment. True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. It's Friday night. Feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy, boy. Feel me? True West Radio.
King Scratch back in the building. Damn, taking all them songs that me and my son was singing earlier. But anyway, we got Trudy, DJ Hell Blue, Luther Erwer, and we got JoJo Loco. There you go. That's 204.
So they'll have to hear my, the rest of, I guess the rest of mine when I drop mine, because all mine didn't even, I must got way more than 100 bars.
You did. You did way more than 100.
And two spots, it didn't even play the whole breakdown.
You got, you had way more than 200 bars.
So I had more than 100.
What, yeah, you had more than 100. So I gotta cut it, but hell, don't get it twisted too. We just put all the rest of the motherfuckers on there, so you can have more than 104. This is just a little pre-gram, so everybody could just hear what we did. But you had way more than 104. I'm like, damn. So I had to cut it right at 100. That's what mine. Cause see, I did my 100 first, so I knew mine was 100. I moved mine back and put yours in front of mine so you could start. That was where I stopped. It was actually 100 bars.
Yeah.
Cause you were still rapping. I'm like, truly, you're trying to do. When did he get me to do 200 bars by our goddamn self?
I don't know, I just did the 6 minutes. I think I did the whole 6 minutes. I think that's what it was.
It was 6 minutes and 13 seconds, I think. You was just rapping like motherfuckers. But don't trip. Because I like what you did after 100 bars, so we probably might change it up. Don't necessarily have to be 100 bars. You can have 120 if you want. And I'd be mad because I only did 100. How come she get 120? I only got 100. Yes, sir. Nah, but at the end of the day, when we get everybody on there, all that shit is gonna be flipped around anyway. Truly, goddamn.
Yeah.
People, goddamn.
Julia got that. That was myself. I was like, damn, that's it. He heard like the first version, then he heard this version. He was like, oh, she. Like, she got your metaphor. So he's like, she gonna be sounding like you in a minute. She gonna be like a female King Scrap. I was like, nah, she got her own. She gonna go on to her own. But she was like, I can hear you so much in her. And I'm like, God, she gonna get it. I mean, that's the way Easy was. You know, Easy, Ice Cube was giving Easy a whole lot of verses. And Easy became his own goddamn rapper after that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Damn, what time is it? We got 24 minutes. Hey, y'all got to call in, man. 323-642-1597. Yeah. I'm like low-key hungry, man. I want to... The motherfucker chill. He was over here earlier. That nigga bought this big-ass hamburger from In-N-Out. I don't know if y'all got In-N-Out. That shit was good as fuck. I want an In-N-Out burger. I want another one of them motherfuckers. That shit was good, bro.
I'm mad because you got to go all the way to Shreveport to Carl's Jr., man.
Yep.
Carl's Jr.?
Yep. That's the only place they got around here.
Okay.
Everything else is Hardee's.
Well, Hardee's is Carl's Jr.
No, it ain't. It's the same owner.
It ain't the same meat. It ain't nothing the same. The same as Starburger.
Hold on.
That
I saw Hardy's got the same store as Carl Jr.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
the
I
same
saw.
Owner, but it ain't the same stuff. You
oh,
got the
wow.
Western Star, remember you got the famous star, the Western Star with the two onion rings on it and the barbecue sauce.
Oh, yes.
You know? Yeah, all that good stuff. And the Hardy's is fucking, it ain't even the same.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. I grew up on Carl Jr. out there in what you call Carl Jr., that famous star. That joke
oh,
was better than
the
Whopper
store.
Back in
the
day.
That was my favorite that ride shit, nigga.
That joke was better than the Whopper
hey.
Back in the day. Then,
that motherfucker came out for $1, nigga, that motherfucker
oh,
was
oh, fuck yeah. I remember they was $1. They had the onion ring with the goddamn, barbecue sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
At least I had barbecue sauce on mine. I don't know.
Yeah, you get the Western Star. You can get that Western Star, the onion rings with the barbecue sauce on there, and then you can get it with bacon if you want it.
I want one of them motherfuckers right now, bro.
The bomb-ass cookies, I remember them. But you go down to Hardee's, and Hardee's the burgers don't even taste the same, man. It's just like Hardee's, you got like regular burgers, and they got some off-type burger they try to make. They be trying to make that frisk. Now, Hardee's used to have a cool-ass Frisco burger back in the day. They used that sourdough bread.
Oh, hell yeah.
That used to be fire, man. They did away with that. Then they tried to bring it back for a minute.
That's
then got real.
I wish my son was here because we went to Hardee's. And we was like, that's like Carl Jr. And that shit did taste different. That's
yeah, the meat is way different.
Hey, but you know what, though? I need to start checking they private. They got their little secret menu.
That Hardee was whack, bro. You're right. That shit wasn't like Carl Jr. I'm like, then they got the same smile type of shit. Y'all were supposed to have the same every time. Yeah.
But then again,
yeah, the same guy
like,
owns it. The guy owns it. He just made two of them. One was a West Coast entity, which was Carl Jr., and Hardee's was the Southern entity. So that's what he did. He just had two different ones, one West Coast chain and then one Southern chain. And then they just kind of flip-flop, and now you got some Hardee's out there out west and in some locations.
But why did they change the menu? Why did they change the way they made the food, though?
It's two different restaurants. Same
I know
same.
They're two different, but they like basically the same thing. Carl Jr.
Okay,
and
that's
Hardee's
just like Lenny.
Same motherfuckers, really.
That's
really.
Just like Lenny's and Denny's.
Because, nigga, every time I go, if I go to Carl Jr., I don't give a fuck where I'm at. That shit tastes the same.
Yeah, it's because Carl Jr. haven't changed their menu. Hardee's is way different. Because they got one in Sacramento still.
A Hardee's or Carl Jr.?
A Hardee's.
Oh, yeah, I ain't never seen no Hardee's on the web. Every time I see
okay,
Hardee's,
let me ask
I don't
you
know
this. Do they got a Dutch coffee up there where you at?
Huh?
A Dutch coffee.
No.
Coffee house.
No.
Oh, it's only in Victorville.
Mm-mm.
Now. Whenever it's your birthday.
Well, you know they own by the same company, though.
Dutch?
Whenever my birthday, what?
They give you a large free coffee, right? And I know just regular large, nigga. That shit, it's like a $10 coffee.
Bro.
Way better than Starbucks.
I guarantee you they'll be closed on my birthday.
Nigga, they open year-round, nigga. Open year-round.
I guarantee they'll be closed on my birthday.
It's like, what do y'all got Sizzlers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still got a few Sizzlers.
They had Western Sizzling. Western Sizzling is this down south Sizzlers.
Okay. Hey, Scratch.
I bet you they be closed on my
Big
birthday. Everything closed on my birthday, bro.
What about Bob Big Boy?
That motherfucker closed on my birthday. No, they closed the bar, but Big Boy out here, because me and my country singer, we used to go up there and get that a buffet, nigga, like a breakfast buffet. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I used to go on that motherfucker. I had so much motherfucking bacon on my plate. I take all they bacon. Nigga, bacon.
Do they have Mr. Everywhere, Julia? Do they got a all you can eat KFC buffet out there where y'all at?
We used to. In Texarkana, they got one, but in Hope, they closed it down about 8 years ago. But they used to have an all-you-can-eat buffet. I used to go there, and they let me take it home with me. They say load up and take it home with you. I was their best customer, but I stopped eating fried chicken like that, I say probably about 4 years ago. So, yeah, since about 2018, I eat fried chicken about twice a year. Yeah, that KFC buffet was the stuff they had.
They closed the bar, Big Boy, up here. But I know the
Big
last
Boy,
time.
That was in Corona, off the 15th.
It was one
we had that original. Did y'all have that? Not original. We had that the grilled chicken. They had the original recipe, and then the crispy at KFC, all on the buffet. So you can go over there and get that grilled chicken over there. So I used to get about 4 pieces of that grilled chicken, and then get broccoli and cheese and something else they used to have. I used to get all the time.
And you know what's
that broccoli
funny?
Cheese
you said that. We didn't have that shit. We didn't have none of that you just said. None of that.
No.
Wow.
But you know what's funny?
Y'all have on the buffet.
They didn't have that type of stuff at
the
buffet.
We didn't have no buffet.
Yes, we do.
Chicken and dumplings. They had a chicken and dumplings on that buffet. Man, they had the broccoli, cheese, and rice.
Hometown.
They had on the buffet.
We had hometown.
This is what I'm telling you, Stretch. It's a KFC buffet. It used to be one in Bannon. It was one in Lake Elsinore, and I forgot where the other one was at.
And I'm in Bannon and Lake Elsinore, like just on the regular. The other spot, what they got a place called W's out here, like Victorville, nigga. W's. Nigga, one of the bombest spots ever. Nigga, they got all kinds of...
You talking about the Wood Grill, right?
It's called W.
The Wood Grill, where they serve you wine and shit?
Yeah, you go on that motherfucker, bro. You play about 30 pieces. Nigga, them motherfuckers in that motherfucker, they tossing your food around and everything. They got the buffet, but, nigga, you go in the back. And the motherfucker got it to where they fuck around and you put all your shit like, I don't know if y'all ever been to Benny Hanna's, but there, you put all your meat and shit in the bowl and you put the meat and all of your, all this shit. And they put them on this big ass table.
Yeah,
the
Mongolian
big ass
barbecue.
Hot plate. Like Mongolian barbecue, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fuck around and they cook all that shit right there. That shit was bomb. That shit was bomb.
Korean
and
barbecue.
My nigga Bill, we used to go on that motherfucker. That nigga be eating like 25 hours worth of shit.
Yeah. Have you been to the Korean barbecue?
Huh?
The Korean barbecue when you cook, you pick your 3 meats and cook it yourself?
Yeah, you make it yourself. You just put all the shit up on the thing that you want. And they motherfucker, they'll make that motherfucker for you.
No, I like that loose
thing, hey,
man.
Y'all hold on. Let me take this TV out of the car. Hold on.
But now they got this. It's a Korean barbecue. You pick 3 meats. and you cook it yourself, and it's unlimited. I'm telling you, that shit, boy.
We had one called Genghis Grill, $13. Oh, you can eat.
This place, this shit was like $26 a person. But it's worth it, though.
Not bad. We had $13. All you can eat, you keep going back and putting your lamb in there, or your beef in there, your chicken in there, your shrimp in there, your noodles, and your rice, and put all your seasoning.
You know,
sit up there and hand it to the man, he cooked it, and then bring it to your table. And you go back and get you another one and go back. I normally get like 3 bowls back then when I used to go there, and then all of a sudden they closed down. And everybody was mad. They're like, man, that was better than going to the Chinese restaurant. Way better.
Yeah, well, shit, you know, with the economy and shit, you know, trying to keep up with demand, and that shit hard.
Well, yeah, everything hot. Damn. That's why I was trying to tell people, see, when I was at the chicken plant, Joe, I had been there for 18 years, so I didn't know what real grocery shopping was, because I get a whole case of leg quarters for $15, 40-pound box, and then I get a whole case of the drumettes and flat for $29. It's got like, it was 44 pounds. It's got like 320 wings off in there. So I can eat 10 wings a day for a whole month. You see what I'm saying? I can cook me 10 wings a day for a whole month for $29. So the only thing I had to do is get like my corn and green beans and stuff like that out the store. But like the meat, and then the last couple of years, they were giving us out chicken nuggets and chicken strips and chicken patties every Thursday and Friday. So it was just like every Thursday and Friday, we getting 6 bags of that stuff. So I wasn't eating that fried stuff like that, so I would just, I would bake them wings and take them wings and bake them and put whatever seasoning you want on there, lemon pepper, and bake them. But one case will last me a whole month. And I can eat 10 wings a day for a whole month. $30. So you're talking about saving on a grocery bill, that's easy. But if I didn't out and about, I go to the restaurants. I got different restaurants. They had like lunch menu meals. Full meals for like $8. So I can go get a hamburger steak with 2 sides, a dessert, and a tea, and all that for like $8. Cheaper than going to McDonald's and be a full meal.
Oh, he's going to get way more food than he's going to get at McDonald's.
Yeah, and see, I got smart. I started teaching people how to use their coupons. Like KFC, you go to coupon, on the back of your receipt, you do that survey, and then it turns around and gives you a survey code. You write that on the receipt, then you go in there, you can get you 3 chicken strips and potato wedges. When you buy a drink, you get the free potato wedges, free chicken strips when you buy $1.25 drink. So I teach people how to beat the system. Burger King got it, and then McDonald's got it. You can get a free breakfast sandwich, McDonald's and Wendy's. Free breakfast sandwich or a free chicken sandwich.
You said KFC have potato wedges?
Yeah, you're going to have the potato wedges and the chicken strips. They're going to give you chicken strips and potato wedges. All you do is buy your drink. What you do is you go in there and say buy like a pot meal or whatever, buy a meal. You get the receipt and fill out that survey code on there. It's going to give you a survey. And you do the survey, then it's going to give you some numbers. You write on the receipt, then you take it in there the next day.
But this is the crazy thing. We don't have potato wedges. They have French fries.
Y'all have who?
Yeah, French fries. We don't have potato wedges.
Well, it might have changed, because, see, the deal is I haven't ate no chicken there forever and a day. I was eating pot pie, so I would go in there, and when I got the potato wedges, I would give them to my homeboy. I'd be like, the next day I go in there, and I'd be like, man, I'm going to stop and get me a tea, and just go in there and get me a large tea for $1. It used to be $1. It went up to like $1.25. I'd be like, all right, I get me here's my coupon. Then I get the chicken strips and the potato wedges, take it to my homeboy house, and he'd be like, oh, man, appreciate it. I ain't ate all day. And he'd be like, how much owe you? Like, man, I get that stuff free.
They don't even have the Popeyes no more. All the KFCs that I've been to in San Bernardino area don't have the Popeyes. They said they discontinued them.
Wow. And see, I ain't been there forever and a day, so I couldn't even tell you.
I don't even go there no more since they don't have the Popeyes.
Yeah, that was my deal. I go in there and get my Popeye and my drink, and that was it. That chicken, it lost the original recipe. It went all the way on out, man, to where it wasn't even tasting right. Now, I like that grilled chicken when they had the grilled chicken.
That's when I liked it. And I go in there and eat that on that buffet.
That's crazy. We never had the grilled chicken.
Man, it was just like it was on the grill. It was just the grill.
But I did watch a documentary about like KFC, Pizza Hut, and all them in Spain. No, what was it? Spain? London. In London. And they Subways and Burger Kings and all that shit way different than ours. Whole different level. And like I'd be like, and then I noticed a lot of the burgers that we have now, I seen on that show.
Yep.
They
got nuggets and shit. And McDonald's out there in London. Yeah. Damn, do y'all got Mountain Mike's Pizza where you at, JoJo?
What'd you say?
Mountain Mike's Pizza. Or Rico's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, they started to pop up out here now.
I know you seen it when you was in Sacramento. They got it in Sac. When we stayed in Sacramento, they had Mountain Mike. I used to get that Chicago-style barbecue pizza. That was that barbecue chicken Chicago-style. That was the pizza for it, Mountain Mike.
It just opened like 3 of them in San Bernardino. Check it out. I like Round Table. I don't know if they got Round Table out there.
Round Table was good. Straw Hats was one of my favorite. Straw Hats had that whatever, some kind of special dough they had back in the sourdough pizza or whatever, Straw Hat food. But they had one in Sacramento right there on Folsom Boulevard. It was called Rico Pizza, man. They had like an 18-inch pizza slice. Every slice was like 18 inches. And every time we have a banquet there.
You talking about right there on Florence and what is that?
It's on Folsom Boulevard, right? It's in Rancho on Folsom Boulevard. Headed towards the light rail station. Yeah, Rancho Cordova. It's right across the street from the light rail station on Folsom Boulevard.
I just had to think back for a minute because I used to do my route out there in that little area.
Yeah, man, that was the best pizza I ever had.
Nice. I haven't had no pizza out there. I'm not going to lie to you. I ate everything else, like the little seafood place on, what was that? I want to say Fruit Ridge and Martin Luther King.
And it's been so long. I said, last time I was out there was that 2000 was the last time I was out there.
Oh, you was out there when I was out there.
Yeah, I had to go out there when 86 was on the, he was on the road with Death Row. I had to go out there. So I was out there babysitting. I used to go to you don't remember that club, Embers, the strip club? I used to be at Embers all the time, right across the street from the house, up there in North Highlands.
That's not there no more.
Yep. They said they shut all that down. You had that, and then you had, what was that called? Was it Centerfold? Centerfold, I think they had that one, too.
Man, they shut down a lot of the strip clubs out there. They shut down a lot of the mall. But I can tell you what, that motherfucking dispensary's popping up like, it was popping up like a fucking tree. But
that
weed at the dispensaries out there is overpriced.
Yeah, that's going to be nationwide, man. That's why I was telling one of my partners, he's like, man, shoot, ain't nobody what you call it? Because he got a book of bundles of it. He got a book of loads of it. He's like, man, I got him going 700. 700 for some outdoor. He's like, I got too much of this stuff, man. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, damn near everybody getting it now. I mean, shit, all the states down south are getting it. So that's the whole case in point. Like, Oklahoma getting it now. So Oklahoma got it. So everybody from Texas running to Oklahoma. And, you know, before everybody was running to Colorado, and Colorado got it. But now they're just running next door to Oklahoma. So, boom, now
And, you know, Arkansas, we got the cars. Everybody got a car in Arkansas now. It's like Cali, so.
Yeah, but see, but people don't look at it this way. When you buy it on the street, you're really getting it wholesale than what you would get it inside the dispensary.
Oh, yeah, see. But, see, I went in there just to get the containers to go in, just to have those, so whenever I rode around. You see what I'm saying? They charge. With my discount, they give me a veteran discount. It was $10 a gram with my veteran discount. Normally $15 to $18 a gram. So it's only $10 with my veteran discount. But
yeah, I'm trying to goddamn TV.
All you got to do is order the containers online.
Well, see, I didn't do that because, see, the containers got my name on it. It's got your name and everything. You see, so if I go in there and bought a half, then I got a half container. So if I ride around with a half, then, okay, my name's on a container. So if you want one, I'm going to bring it to you. There you go. Dump it out of my container and go back home.
We got 2 minutes left, man. 2 minutes and 13 seconds left on the truth. If you want to get in the after-hours action, y'all got to call in 323-642-1597. My wife just got this. She bought a 70-inch TV, and I banged every goddamn knuckle I got trying to get that motherfucker in the house. Shit. But it's all gravy. Shit. That motherfucker's been mad at, guess I might have another motherfucking TV in the goddamn studio. I already got 16 of them motherfuckers. We about to be cinematic in this motherfucker.
But that's what I did, JoJo. I have like four and a halfers, and I ride around with them four halfers, and they got my name on there. So,
and see that, I guess, well, every state is different, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I mean? See, you can ride around with a half a pound as long as that shit ain't bagged up.
We can't have but five zips total.
Okay. You can't get okay. A, you know what? This is the thing. Carl, as a matter of fact, I can tell him how he can get rid of the motherfucker. I know exactly how he can get rid of him.
Well, you got 47 seconds to say it. If not, don't you? We'll talk about it after the show.
I can. Yeah. That's why I stopped talking.
Yeah, we'll talk to it after the show, man. We got like 35 seconds, man. True West Radio Friday. Yay, man. I appreciate everybody, man, for calling in or listening to us. You know, because without no y'all, it won't be no us. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back on Monday, you know, depending on what it is. You know, shit, we do pop-up shows on the weekend, so y'all might be able to catch us on the weekend, too. True West Radio. We love you. Love, peace, and fat ass beats. And yeah, we out.
Yeah.
All right. We out now, shit.
Nah, because I'm saying, like, we got a thing out here called the set.
Hold on. Y'all go.
Okay, yeah, I'm missing JoJo.
Like, you know what I mean? And motherfuckers come and they buy his pounds by the shitload. Like, that'd be like, I'm saying, like, it's like going to a flea market.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get a table. I think a table costs like, well, since I know the motherfuckers, I'm cool with them, be like $100 instead of like $150, $175 like they charge everybody else. But you go make your money. And then I got a gang of dispensaries that I deal with, but they buy on demand when they see it.
Yeah, see, I got my partner in Berkeley, you know, he be having all different strains and stuff like that. He might have 20 of this kind and 20 of that kind, 15 of this kind, and he be having indoor, outdoor, and all that stuff. So, you know, he'd be on the bread. So that's, you know,
I learned the system. I went and got my card, and then, like I said, I got the deal. When you go to the dispensary, they give you your deal with your name on it. It's got your name and the date you bought it, and whoop-de-woo. And you have that, and then, see, you can ride around with that. Somebody say, I want a zip, but you can take two halves and put a half and half and then ride with it. And they can't say nothing. You can get to their spot, dump it off on them, and you good. But if you ain't got that card and got to get in there, then they catch you, then they what you call it.
Yeah, but shit, at this point in time, I don't be tripping, because at the end of the day, you're not about to search my card. I didn't, as long as I know I didn't do nothing illegal, and you didn't put me for nothing illegal, you know, I know my rights. Here.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody that I mostly deal with is local anyway.
Yeah. Because they, what you call it, like I said, I don't even know what the numbers are running. I know how he hollered at me last Monday talking about 7, 12, and like 16. So I was just like, okay. And it was a different one, indoor and outdoor. So numbers he was giving me, I was like, okay.
I take it the outdoor be the 7, and the upper numbers would be indoor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is right now would be a good time to try to dump it off while it's summer before the new shit come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't what you call it. I've been, you know, I got people be asking me all the time, but like I say, I'm out of pocket, so you know, all my people are way back in the other side of the globe. But I got people, that's what they be, man, I know you, what you call it, they used to me every week, different flavors, so. He's like, damn, he got different flavors all the time. He's just like, ah. I'd be like, man, I got Tahoe OG, San Francisco Bay Area. I got Triple Platinum OG. They, man, you got, every week you got something different. I'm like, yeah. I said, that's what I'm, what you call it. So you don't burn out. Because that's where a lot of people get that same old, and they just be burnt out. People are like, oh, no, nah, man, that's, I don't like that flavor.
No, the motherfuckers that I deal with got the bread. It's just, you know what I mean? They like, I got a seat. But, you know what I mean? Shit. That's what they do. They import, outport.
Yeah, that's my little partner from Berkeley. That's, he live in Berkeley. He from Oakland, but he what you call, we go way back. He came down, You ever seen Cocaine Cowboys?
Yeah.
Part 2?
No, I haven't seen part 2. They got a part 2?
You got one part 2 with Charles Cosby, the black guy from Oakland.
Huh?
The black guy from Oakland, that's the black guy from Oakland is part 2. Part 1 is just her and her husband and when she was in Miami. Part 2 is when she locked up and the black guy met her. Seen that story and wrote her a letter in the pen and then she put him 50 kilos, sent him 50 kilos the next day to his address and put him on his feet from Oakland. Charles Cobb is my homeboy. Well, his, the guy on there named Donovan, when you watch it, you're going to see a bald-headed black dude with gold teeth in his mouth. That's my partner's brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law. He used to be with his sister. They stayed down there in Oakland and Berkeley together, so that's his brother-in-law. So they was all tapped in. So he been tapped in since he was a young jit. So I was just like, well, shoot. So he come down there fooling with me. His mom and stepdad, they was real cool with me. Worked out there at the, what you call it, with me. And then the son came down. He like, man, my mom, man, said you got that get down for real. Boy, you be getting it in. I'm like, yeah. So we tapped in and. Well, we tapped in and what you call it, I made it back down this way to Florida, but we was tapped in, shoot, we getting it in. Yeah.
I didn't think about Berkeley and Oakland. I was thinking Berkeley somewhere else.
I was jumping like 2 and 3 of those of exotic a week.
So it's just like, boom.
Now they got a person that'll bring them down here.
They got a what? Somebody that's more.
I don't know who that is. But somebody is snoring.
It must be Hill Love.
Nope.
And you said they were doing what? Would you just say something? You said something about down that way.
I might say, you know what I mean? Say, I can plug it up, meet halfway or something. But I know this is what they do. And I know they got the bread because, you know what I mean? They put like this. I've been knowing them since kids, and their dad was my father-in-law.
Okay.
And I know they buy, you know what I mean, by the, you know what I mean, especially if the price is right.
Mm-hmm. So, see, that's the deal. Goddamn, the numbers went down. The numbers got cut, damn near cut in half, because I was at from 12 to no more than 22, you see, when I had that, what was the name of that flavor? I forgot the damn name of that. But, yeah, my boy was plugging me for 22 with that, and I was just like, yeah, that summer gun was winning. But then, like I say, now, shit, damn numbers damn near, the numbers I was paying on was like, damn, what the damn name of that shit, boy. I'm going to call it out. You're going to be like, oh, man, I know what you're talking about. Not San Francisco Bay Area, not Tahoe OG. Gorilla Glue number 7. And see, now my boy got that for like $7. And I'm like, shoot, man, before I was paying like 12 to 14 for that. But now he got him for like 7. He's like, man, I'm just overloaded now. And I'm just like, well, shoot, boy. I'm just not in that same vicinity I was before. So if I was, then shoot. Man, I could dump like shit 4 of them a week. Easy.
Shit, that's a good price for some Gorilla Glue 7.
All right. I would dump and shoot. Man, I told you, he gave me, you know, like I say, he be having buku bundles. He be dealing with the Asians and stuff. So, you know, he tapped in like that. So they be on some big stuff. I say, anytime you got a guy ain't never worked a day in their life and got a his and her anniversary edition Harley and a house called 400 racks and he ain't never worked, you know, you're like, okay. You know, you understand.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you said that because that's all I hung around when I was in Sac, really, was the Asian.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one thing about the thing. I can tell you one thing about them. They loyal long as you loyal to them. And if they bring you to the table and sit down and eat with you, then you mean something.
And I say, my boy eating. He eating. That's why he was just like, damn, man, I got sick with that COVID and went in the hospital for them 3 weeks last year and come out and had to come down here. I was all fucked up and had to relocate. So he's just like, damn. So he was just like, boy, you were my lifeline. You doing 2 and 3 of those a week. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, just like, boom. And I was showing love. And, man, these cats down here for some Super Mid, they were getting like $300 a zip for Super Mid. I'm sitting up there letting them go for two zip. That what I just told you about, and here they all got some Super Mid playing with the game, seeds and all, and they trying to get $3 for it. Because they just got the look, and everybody's like, wait a minute, man, what's his name? He's hitting me, and it ain't even like this. It ain't even got that powwow. I'm like, oh, man, that's that suit. That he got that mid, that Key Sweat. Got that,
everybody,
you don't tell me no
Steve's
again.
The Steve's, you got to pay for the Steve's and the Sims, too, nigga.
Oh, no, but you better ask somebody. Ask Confetti. Confetti came by the house.
No,
he came by. He's like, oh, man. I said, yeah.
I didn't play no games.
You got to pay for one, too. Motherfucker was like, nigga, I ain't tell you. They got the seeds. Nigga, stem. Nigga, you supposed to take all that shit. Nigga, I bought that shit. So you got to buy that.
Hey, ask your boy, Buddha Ali. Buddha going to say, shit, boy. He going to come call me on payday. Where you at? Where's you at? I'm like, man, I'm way over here. Man, when you going to make it back? I said, all right, Buddha, I'm going to come on back in about 30 minutes. He'll call that phone again. You back? Buddha, I'm over here laid up, man. I'm going to be tomorrow. All right, what time? Well, I love my cousin to death. He'd be waiting on me. Like, man, I'll hold on to this. I'm going to hold on to this hot 20. He said, that one deal, you going to plug me? You going to give me double what I pay for.
But see, a lot of people don't realize that's good business skills. Because if you get it for a good business.
When you're coming up here now, nigga, you've been trying to come up here for the whole goddamn month. I ain't even made it.
Matter of fact,
Don't say it, motherfucker. Just say, I'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll be up there.
Yeah. My wife got a new whip, so you know what I'm saying? You got to call and let me know when you're coming, because we might be in traffic.
Okay, well, I will call you before I come.
I can put some D's on my Lexus, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting some D's on that bitch. I'm putting some honey spokes on that motherfucker just because that's just what I want. I'm going to paint the motherfucker green and get some gold honey spokes on that bit. Or I'm going to paint it purple and I'm going to put the whole Lakers on the... Paint the Lakers on the motherfucker. I'm just saying.
You say you're going to paint it money green and paint it the...
Either purple money green or that fucking Laker gold. I don't think nobody rode him out in a gold Lexus with some gold honey spoke with the Lakers on the hood, nigga. I'm just saying.
Lakers on the hood? No, man, don't do that.
Fuck yeah, what the fuck you mean, nigga? This is Lakers, man.
I mean, fuck, I understand that, but if Kevin Durant goes back to Golden State, I'm just saying now. I know you Lakers fan, but if Kevin Durant go back to
Golden
State,
Kevin Durant ain't going back to the goddamn Golden State. That's not going to happen.
I said if he does, that's where he said he wanted to go.
Okay, Kevin Durant go to the Lakers? Then how about that?
He still will lose.
Nigga, your team ain't gonna win, my nigga.
Lakers have too much talent and don't know how to play together. Facts. No disrespect to you.
Just like the old school Clippers.
Facts.
Yeah. Nigga, the Clippers ain't gonna win nothing. See, slow-ass, talking-ass motherfucker? If he just took his ass to the Lakers, nigga, we'd been balling. He decided to go to motherfucking Clippers. Then get Paul George, motherfucker, washed up ass. Nigga, Kawhi Leonard, nigga, he should just came to the Lakers. It'd have been a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't start talking goddamn sports, nigga. Don't talk the sports shit. That's not. Right now, that's just unfeasible. You know what I'm saying? We got like a whole nother like month and a half, and then we can start talking some football shit. And all y'all whack ass teams are gonna lose again. I bet you that's guaranteed. Oh, y'all quiet as fuck when I say that, huh?
No, I'm listening.
Y'all whack-ass teams gonna lose. Because all y'all got the same whack-ass team.
And if he goes to Miami, Hello. If Kevin Durant decided to go to Miami, he said Golden State to Miami. He go to Miami, it's over with.
Really? That nigga play good, but that nigga overrated, bro. All these niggas is fucking around. Niggas, then they trying to get Kyrie to come to L.A. Nigga, if Kyrie come to L.A., it's a wrap. I'm just saying that. Nigga,
you going to have him and Westbrook on the same team?
Huh?
Him and Westbrook on the same team?
No, they getting ready to get rid of Westbrook.
No, Westbrook's going to sign an extension. What are you talking about?
Nigga, they said get rid of that nigga quick as fuck if Kyrie comes.
Man, he just signed an extension. He ain't going nowhere. They wouldn't have signed no extension if they were going to trade him.
That nigga Westbrook. Nigga, you can still motherfucker opt out of their contract, my nigga. I don't give a fuck if he just signed or not.
I don't know why they were signing an extension with him, but they were going to trade him. You going to give this man some more money?
Watch this. If Kyrie comes, that nigga Westbrook is gone. I don't give a fuck if they signed him or not, nigga. It's all, nigga, we don't see
Kyrie
the fine print, we don't see the fine print in their contracts, nigga.
Yeah, you get rid of LeBron.
But then, if you did have Kyrie and Westbrook come off the bench, Kyrie start.
I think if Lakers get just an average team, they'd probably win. But they're trying to get too many superstars and too many super egos. That's what I wanted.
Nigga, if they do sign Kyrie on a 1 year and they keep Westbrook come off the bench and Kyrie start, it's going to be a wrap, nigga.
I got
money on every game, nigga.
He ain't going to want to come off no bench, though. Westbrook wants to be a starter.
So what? That nigga don't have to do what he got to do. You still signed, you dumb son of a bitch. Them motherfuckers, dumb ass nigga, he getting ready to fuck around and have to play how he got to play.
Oh, why? They just sent Dwight Howard to Golden State.
Dwight Howard went to Golden State?
Yeah, they signed him to Golden State.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to help him none.
Yeah, they did because they might send Andrew Wiggins. They might send him to Brooklyn for Kevin Durant on a trade. So that's why they put Dwight Howard,
that's
the big man.
Yeah, that's even earlier. They were talking about this nigga Kevin Durant go back to the goddamn Golden State. But, see, they had a fucked up. They had a beef when that nigga left, so I don't know how that shit would go. He probably don't want to go back to Golden State. I think Kevin Durant want to go to Miami, bro.
Well, he said it on his interview. He said he wanted to go to Golden State or Miami.
I think he probably, if anything, he'd go to Miami. If he go to Miami, that shit's going to be dangerous over that motherfucker, bro.
Right. If he go to Golden State, they're going to be dangerous. Either where he goes. He want a championship again. He don't want the down talk of he didn't make the playoffs and move the rules. So he's like, look at here.
If that nigga go to Golden State,
to ring.
If he go to Golden State, I don't think he's gonna go. If anything, that nigga probably go to Miami. If he go to Miami, his scheme gonna be a wrap. That's him gonna just. Nigga, him, Adebayo, motherfucking, fake ass motherfucking Jamie Foxx, all the motherfuckers, nigga. What's that nigga? I call him fake ass Jamie Foxx all the time.
Jimmy Butler?
Bananas, bro. But then you gotta think about if Kyrie go to the Lakers, nigga, that shit is gonna be bananas. As long as motherfucking ostrich legs can keep his shit together. You know what I mean? If that motherfucking Anthony Davis could keep them fucking little bony ass knees together, nigga, we'd be killing everybody. Or, not just that, them motherfuckers trying to get Donovan Mitchell. We got Donovan Mitchell, nigga, until the Kyrie is going to be around.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But
I'm just saying.
just saying that they can be so much talent, but they just...
Nigga, who you rooting for? This is all I'm trying to see. Who you rooting for?
I'm Miami.
Okay. I got to figure that.
Yeah, I know
who all y'all other motherfuckers rooting for. Come on, give it up. So all y'all with Miami. Hey, love.
Real.
Hey, love
with
Dallas Mavericks.
Huh?
What basketball team? Dallas, huh?
Oh.
All right, truly, it's up to you. What basketball team are you going for?
Hey, I'm going to leave that up to the man. I ain't going to say I ain't.
No. You got a basketball team. Who is it?
You know she Pelicans. She New Orleans Saints and Pelicans.
Nigga, you know, she probably getting ready to have a whole West.
You know, she going to ride for the boot. She New Orleans Pelicans and New Orleans Saints. No questions about it.
No, I'm going to go with my old man team, the Mavericks.
The Mavericks.
Yep.
All right. So, Trudy is on the Mavericks. I know Hell of Love is a Mavericks, even though he didn't say a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who then?
What team is JoJo? JoJo a
Lakers
fan?
Yeah, JoJo a Laker fan. He hung up, but yeah, he a Laker fan. They told, you know. All right, Hell Love, where you at, bro? Houston Rocket fan, I think.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Houston Rockets.
You gonna go with the Houston Rockets, right?
Look, I'm going with Marius.
Okay, so Dallas.
But he rides.
Yeah.
He an hour from Houston, but he
rides
with the Mavericks.
All right. Now we go football. I ain't even gotta discuss this matter. I ain't got to even discuss the football matter, so I already know where
it's common sense. When it comes to football, it's common sense. Cowboy.
Killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
For sure. Cowboy.
Cowboy killer. Green Bay die too. Going after Tampa Bay, nigga went up behind you. Hey, I already knew that. I didn't even have, I said that was a dumb-ass question. Unless truly is a different fan than the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You Cowboys fan.
Truly,
I like
you're
the
Louisiana.
I like the... No, I like the Steelers and the Raiders. They're my two teams. I can't pick between them two.
All right, good. You know what? That's the best thing that any of these niggas ever said this evening.
He said the Steelers and the Rams.
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, you said the Raiders?
Yeah.
I could go with that. All y'all other motherfuckers, niggas. Let's go. I'm going to tell you, I got the solution for all y'all Cowboy fans. Go in the bathroom and close the door, right? Find a razor and just cut your wrist. Cut your fucking wrist. The Cowboys ain't going no motherfucking where. No one.
49 is the same thing.
Don't worry about my goddamn team. Worry about y'all. Y'all cut y'all fucking wrist. I'm telling you. And look, Make sure you record this shit when you do it. Y'all whack ass team, bro. Truly the only one that gave the correct answer in this whole survey.
Well, I got a question. How did y'all get beat on that play in the playoffs?
Because a nigga was holding a goddamn jersey and the goddamn referee didn't call it.
Now, every time we said something about holding the jersey, it didn't count. Remember that?
But look, though. It don't matter. Y'all motherfuckers didn't even make it as far as we did. Y'all motherfuckers was one and gone, my nigga. Y'all was gone.
Did you win the Super Bowl?
It don't matter. We went further than you.
The police say, I don't care who the shooter was, were you in the car when the crime was committed? That's all we want to know.
Tell a motherfucker, you accessory to murder.
There you go.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Nah, nigga, watch this.
You was in the same car with us.
Hey, look. Y'all want to make a bet now? We could go. Today is episode 1019. Do you want to make a bet that the motherfucking 49ers get more wins than the Cowboys? We want to make that bet. We're going to put $100 on it. Episode 1019 today. We're going to know exactly where we're going to go back to where I got $100 to say that the 49ers have better winning streak than the Cowboys.
Put a dub on it. Put a dub on it.
Up.
Put a twomp sack on it. Put a twomp sack on it.
So, that's the bet.
I got 20.
Anybody else want in? As far as Julia and the goddamn Raiders and all that, that don't count because they're going to be whack as fuck anyway, so.
Yeah, I
want to
hear talking about, man, the only reason we lost
is
the quarterback kept throwing to the other team. That's
because he's going to
be scared all season.
Hell,
love,
you want in on this?
No.
You don't want in on it?
Yeah, he don't want in.
Because I think I ain't sure about his whole goddamn team.
Now,
if
Confetti would have been here, he would have got in on it.
Oh, fuck yeah, I know Confetti was on. Fuck yeah, I'm in. So.
I got to rep the Dallas Cowboys. I was the only one in the area that had the Dallas Cowboys Suburban, so well, somebody else got one after me. That's the first one. I had the Dallas Cowboys stars on the door and everything.
Them old, like fighting words. You know how many Dallas fans got kicked out of my house in 25 years? My nigga named Charles Reed is one of my business partners. He you know, he's real deep into the music business and all that shit. But when that nigga come over here and he be whooping that cowboy shit, he a Cowboys fan. He a Houston Rocket fan. That nigga got kicked out the house. My wife kicked that nigga out the house so many times. Get your motherfucking ass up out of here. I was telling you.
Oh, you must have kicked him out on the day that Dallas won then.
Nope. That Dallas could lose like a motherfucker, but he just come in the house talking shit. If Dallas is winning, he start talking shit. My wife be like, get the fuck out.
Are your wife a 49ers fan too, or are you just forced her to be one?
Huh?
I said, is she a 49ers fan, or you just forced her to be one?
No. She was a 49ers fan when I met her.
Oh, so you were a Raiders fan and she was 49ers.
That was a match made in heaven. I'm the 49er fan. She's a 49er fan. Now we got a dog named Niner. And his kill word is cowboy, so you can't say cowboy around him. If you say cowboy, he's going to try to bite your motherfucking ass.
Boy, that's sad. He trained the dog against the cowboy.
His name is Niner. If you say cowboy, I don't give a fuck. You should be around him, cowboy. Oh, that motherfucker getting ready to attack your ass. That's his attack word is cowboy. So if you come in here talking shit and you thinking you all up in my face and trying to, I'm gonna be like cowboy, and that motherfucker just gonna lose his mind on your ass. Sorry, he's a Niner. I love it. Y'all motherfuckers beautiful, man. I'm about to get my raggedy ass off of here. I got a gang of chicken that I need to put in my goddamn gullet. And I talk to y'all, man. Yeah, well, you know, I talk to y'all motherfuckers all the time. You on the air or off the air, but
hey, catch me tomorrow. I'm going to try to get all that stuff to you tomorrow morning.
All right, do that. And then Monday, I got that new drop off of that song that you sent me. So I got that drop.
Oh, okay.
I just got to put some paint where it ain't, and then I'm going to do a song off of that motherfucker, too.
Okay.
And then, truly, I had a nasty girl tomorrow. So you had a nasty
okay.
girl. I already got that shit cracking.
Okay, then.
All right. I love y'all. I'm out this bitch.
Good night.
You west.